Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Samach Zayin 167. As we continue Parshas Tazria, which we started yesterday, the second mitzvah in Parshas Tazria, which we are sandwiched today, is the sandwich mitzvah between the two mitzvahs related to childbirth, Karban Yoledes. Yesterday was Tumas Yoledes, and Med Hashem, the next mitzvah that we'll do is Karban Yoledes. But right in between there, we have the Isser of a Tame person eating from Karbanas. Why is it sandwiched here? Because that's the Pesukim. Look in the Pesukim. So the Pasuk says, as we read yesterday, a woman has a baby boy, she's tummy for 7 days, just like Nida, Ubayama Shmini Yimo Basaralasa. On day 8, she could eat from, on day 8, the bris milah is done. And then, v'shloshin yom v'shloshes yamim, teishev b'dmei tahara. For the next 33 days, as we spoke about, is yamei tohar. She is tahor labayla, no matter what's coming out of her, it's yamei tohar. That's the 7 and the 33. But the Torah then limits what is allowed during yamei tohar. She's mutter teres to her husband, but the Torah continues, b'chal kodesh lo siga v'yal hamikdash lo yavo. Literally, she's not allowed to touch Kodesh, a karban, and she can't go into the Mikdash ad malos yimei tahara until the days of her tahara are completed, which means after the 40 days. So we learn from here that even though during the yimei tohar she is mutaris to her husband, she's not allowed to eat karbanas, she's not allowed to go into the base of Mikdash until after the days of tahara are over. And in Nekeva, the Torah says you have 14 and 66, and then ad malos yimei tahara she brings the karbanas, and then she could go into the base of Mikdash. This is the source. This pasuk in the middle of karbanas yoledes. The halachas of Yoledes is the source for the iser of a tame person eating karbanos. We had earlier mitzvah kuf mem hey, a similar mitzvah, that is an iser da'araisa of a tahar person eating a tame karban. It's two different isurim. Kuf mem hey is, if you look back for a second, shlolecho basar hakachim shenitba. If a karban becomes tame, it's asur daraisa for me to eat it. For habasar she yiga b'chol tame lo yeachel. For who adin adam, right? So that's the halacha in Parshas Tzav. There's a difference. There, the most you're going to get is malchus. If a person is not tame, they're not going to get karis. So that's why that isur over there, the isur of not eating a karban that became tame, is in Isser Malkus at most. Our mitzvah today, as we will see in a minute, is an Isser of Karis. The Rambam, right, puts them both together, one right after the other. Mitzvah Kuf Chavtes and Mitzvah Kuf Lamed, the Rambam has. Kuf Chavtes, Hizir al Kol Tamei, Me Achol Kachim. A Tame is not allowed to eat, a person who's Tame is not allowed to eat Kachim, but who Amru Yisparach Biyoledes. That's our Pasik, Vachol Kodesh Losiga. And Mitzvah Kuf Lamed, right afterwards, Shehizhi Ranu, Me Achol Basar Kachim Shenitma. One, even if somebody's Tahar, if the carbon became Tame, one is not allowed to eat it, and if you violate that, Mishava V'achlo Loke. That is the Rambam puts them together, but obviously the Chinuch goes in Parsha order, and therefore he has the mitzvah here. So let's read the Chinuch. Says the Chinuch, Shelo Yochal Tame Men Akadshim Ad Sheyitbo V'Yariv Shimsho. A Tame person is not allowed to eat karbanos until he goes to the mikvah. As we know, after somebody is tame, whether he's tame for 1 day, whether he's tame for 7 days, on the final day, he goes to the mikvah, v'yarev shimsho, and he waits for harev shemesh, he waits for the sun to set, until the sun sets, he is a tevol yom, tevol, he went to the mikvah, but yom, he's waiting for the day, in order to be finished. Sometimes there's fancy tevol yoms that also have to bring a carbon the following morning, and that's called a mechusar kipurim. That's somebody that's not only a tevol yom, but he also lacks the kapara that he needs to bring. Azav, Azava, Yoledes, like here. So that is the halacha. So if he's tame, he has to wait Achiyatbil v'yarif shim. Until he goes to the mikvah and the sun sets. V'mutame shesor kapara shi'avi kapara, so as I just said. And if he needs kapara, he has to wait till then. Shenem rabbi chogodesh losiga, as our pasuk says. The Gemara calls our case. Our case, we're talking about a woman who already went to the mikvah after day 7 or 14, and she's with her husband, but she's called a tvulas yom aruch. It's a long tful yom. Usually tful yom is only 1 day, but here we have a special case called a tvulas yom aruch. A woman is tame, legabe, the halachas of going into the mikdash and eating a karban until after day 40 and day 80. The Ksav HaKabbalah points out here that it is not so unusual for the Torah to write the word tiga, touch, but for Chazal to understand it as not to eat. B'chal kodesh lo siga here doesn't only mean to touch, but it means to not to eat. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, v'had dekalalo inyin achila b'lashe negiya, lo yikshalon kalkach. It's not such a difficult problem. Ki bahar b'makomos, ein hamuvan b'negiya, kirvas upgiyas etzem be'etzem levad. Many times you find that touching doesn't just mean the physical connection. Avol yorek gam al hamaisa hanimshach mimena. Sometimes the verb negia is talking about the result that comes out of it. Kimo hanogeya ba'ish hazeh ube'ishto. Somebody who touches this man and this woman doesn't only mean touching, but it means hurting. Don't touch me, we say. She'ena kavana bazeh rak al hahefsid v'hanezek hamisyaled min hanegia. Right, it comes from, it's what happens from the touch. Kacha yorekan, negia al maisa ha'achila hanimshach menegias maichal. So to hear, negia could be referring to what comes out of the negia, and that is the achila as well. Okay, so that's the Ksava Kabbalah Sa'ara, that don't be so bothered by the lashon of negia. Really it means achila. Like Rashi says in our pasuk, I didn't read it, lo siga, asar lo ochel, kemosha shenu yibiyavamas, like it says, in Yavamis. Back to the Chinuch. V'loshen Sifra, we quote the Medrash and the Gemara. P'chakodesh l'sigav al mikdash l'tavo. Ma mikdash enichlas lo betumah anishkaris. Av ochal kachin betumah anishkaris. And as we see here, if somebody eats a karban when he is tameh or she is tameh, that is a chiyav kares. It's not like the issa that we had earlier. If somebody is tahar, eats a carbon tameh, that is an isser malchus. But as we just said, here it's a isser kares. Gemina b'makas b'chakodesh lo siga asara lo ochel ata omer lo ochel lo ena lo nogeya v'chulu, and we darshan out that it is lo ochel. The Ramban notes pashup shat and how to read the pasuk. What is the Torah emphasizing by saying for 33 days teishev bidmei tahara? She sits in her dmei tahara. And then v'chal kodesh lo sigav al mikdash lo tavos. The Ramban notes teishev. First he quotes Rashi. Teishev ain teishev elo lashon akava. Teishev means lingering. Teishev means resting. Like it says vayeshev be'elonei mamre. Like it says that Avram was living there and lingering there. So says the Ramban. V'im kein yomar. What does the pasuk mean? Ushloshim yom ushloshes yamim tamtin od. Ad shalotiga b'chalkodesh lo tovel amikdash. Teishev is a lashon of withholding. She sits for 33 days, but dmei tahara, because there are certain things that she can't do. Af al pi shem yemei tor eitzel abal. Even though they are tahar days regarding what she could be with her husband, but teishev is referring to the second half of the pasuk. So that's how the Ramban interprets Rashi. First shot, 33 days. Teishev b'dmei tahara. She is withheld even in her 33 days because chakodesh lo sigav al mikdash lo savo. You read it as one big pasuk, but the Ramban then says v'yitachein. It's possible that no, the first half of the pasuk, the verb teishev, is not a limiting type of word saying that even in, during these 33 days. No, it's two halves of the pasuk. V'yitachein ki lashon teishev b'kan means teishev ki ha'isha hashocheves im baila tikra yosheves lo. A woman who's able to be with her husband is called lying with her husband because she can. Ulafisha amar b'shiva v'tamashivas yamin kibeni dastvozat titma, because it said in the previous pasuk that for the first 7 days she cannot be with her husband. Shetitamela ba'alu lakachim kol shiva amar. That's why our pasuk says ki achareya shiva teishev l'ba'al shloshim shloshim yamin b'dvei toar. Right, teishev is more of a positive. She could be with her husband. Right, it's contrasting to the previous pasuk, not leading in to the second half of the pasuk. So those are two ways how to look at this pasuk of Teishev b'dmei tahara. Is it connected to the previous pasuk or to the second half of the pasuk? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says that, quoting Chazal, that when the pasuk says b'chal kodesh lo sika, it doesn't only mean an Isser Daraisa of a tummy person eating a carbon, but it's also an Isser Daraisa of a tummy person eating truma. Bechal Kodesh Rashi says, La Rabo says a truma. Shelfisha zu tfulas yomaruch. Shetavo losof shiva vein shimsha mariv latara. Ashkiya sachamashol yomar boim. Fine. But Rashi says it's including truma. Truma is included here in this Isser Daraisa of Shelo yachal tame minakadshim. The Meshechachma on the Pasuk notes this chazal about eating truma and says it's interesting that. What about touching? What about the pashup shot of touching, of the pasuk? So, is there an iser d'oraisa for a tummy person to touch a karban? For a tummy person to touch truma? So the Gemara says that, Meshech Chachma quotes it, that at least according to some Amoraim, a tummy person that touches a karban also gets malchus. That's Rish Lakish Shita. In Yevamis and in Zvachim, a tummy shenaga b'kodesh gets malchus. Obviously, karis is only if you eat it, but if you touch it, you get malchus. We do not find a parallel by truma. Ask the Meshech Chachma, v'tzarech tam, amaylo amrinan gam gabe truma, the tummy hanoge aloke. Eating truma and eating kachim, when somebody is tummy, they're both asadaraisa. Why then is it only Asa D'Araisa for a Tameh to touch a karban, but not for a tame to touch truma. So the Meshech Chachma says, ha'inyan muskal. It makes a lot of sense. Why? Because as we know, if you have an issa d'oraisa of touching, it's probably because it is a siyag d'oraisa. Something that we've discussed many, many times. Most of the time, we know that gzeirus are d'rabanan. Chazal asur A, so you don't come to the issa d'oraisa of B. Once in a while, we have isure d'oraisa that are asur because of other isur d'oraisa. The first page of the Ran and Psachim, you're not allowed to even have chametz in your house, isur bal yirah b'yimatze, because gzeira d'oraisa that you might come to eat the chametz. The Kesef Mishnah says at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, there's an isur of cooking basur b'chalav because you might come to eat basur b'chalav. The Rambam holds, there's an isur of hugging and kissing one of the arayos because you might come to do more with one of the arayos. Many, some of the halachas of yichud that are d'oraisa also might be included. There are many examples of a kind of a siyag d'oraisa. So says the Meshech Chachma, d'hanegiyah hi ra kisig el ha'achila. Touching is obviously a siyag for eating. V'ha'achila b'kachin b'karis. So by karbanis, it makes a lot of sense, because if somebody eats a karban when they are tame, that's a chi of karis. And that's why you can't even touch it. That's the siyag d'oraisa. Ukemo kreva ba'arayos. Just like arayos, he quotes the other example from the Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia, that we have quoted in the past. Says the Meshech Chachma, though, Lachin b'kachim, shenit b'haguah fa'acher, v'acher zeh ochal basar chayef karis. Fine. Lachin asta Torah siyag shlo yovel lechol, sheyilke hanogea b'ochal kodesh. You're going to get malchus for just touching, so you don't come to the worst, which is going to be a chayef karis. But, says the Meshech Chachma, a tameh person eating truma will never come to a chayef karis. Number one, because the Gemara darshins, Chazal darshin, if somebody eats tamei truma, there's no chayev karis. Because the pasuk says later on, umesu bo ki yichalaluhu, prat lozusha mechulelas v'omedes, excluding this truma, which is already mechulelas. And therefore, if somebody eats truma tamea, im achal kohen tamei, patim imisa b'dei shamayim. Right, it's pater v'pater, because it's already mechulal. Im kain, says the Meshech Chachma then, every time a tamei kohen picks up a piece of truma to eat, he's been tamei it right away. And therefore, it'll always be a case of eating truma temeya, which is never a chiyuv karis. V'lo mishtachas tamei ochal truma de b'misa. When are you going to get misa? If you eat fruit that was not hokshel lekabel tuma, or your friend stuck it into your mouth, which are very, very far-fetched cases. We're not going to say that there's a siyag d'oraisa for those cases. So that is why, beautiful, that's why there's only an issa d'oraisa of a tamei person touching a karban, because it can lead to an issa karis. But a tamei person touching truma, there is no issa, because it will never lead to an Isser of Karis. That is the Meshech Chachma, expanding on the Rashi, where Rashi says that our pasuk is including Truma and not just a Karban. Good, let's continue. Misharshi HaMitzvah, Mashiach HaSavna Lamala, what's the message behind this mitzvah of a tummy person not eating a Karban? Likvo ben Afshoseinu, Yiras HaMikdash V'Kadashav. As we've said earlier, Mitzvah Tzadikei, he writes in the footnotes, the mitzvah of Vasuli Mikdash, to always have reverence and respect for the Mikdash. Lachain, if we're tamei, so it's not appropriate to be involved, because we know we're spiritually defiled. Ein ra'ui sheyochlum rak atahorim, only to our people, ki atahara ma'alev akavod ba'adam, ki adua l'chol mevin. Fine. Let's get to some of the halachas. First, midini ha-mitzvah mashar mezachron and levracha. Which tuma are we talking about? How tamei do you have to be? So, says the Meshech Chachma. I'm sorry. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Says the Chinuch. Shahatuma shachayavan alehi shenitba betuma daraisa. Shachayavan alev karis albiyas mikdash v'kadashiv. The tuma that we're talking about here, that if somebody is tamei, that he's going to get the full-fledged aveira, is only if he became tamei from a tuma daraisa that he's chayav karis for had he walked into the base of mikdash. So we parallel Knisa l'mikdash and Achilas Kodesh. So if it's that type of tumah that I'd be chayev for Bias Mikdash, that's the one that I'm chayev here too. Next, Umasha Amru Zechronim Levracha. Also, another detail of this mitzvah is that I'm only chayev kares, I'm only chayev the full aveira, if I ate a karban while I was tamei, a karban that was finished its process. A karban that should have been eaten by a tahar person, instead it was eaten by a tamei person, that's the problem. But if the process was not completed yet, the basar was not able to be eaten yet even by a tahar person, so then you did not do the full aveira. Masha Amr, that's what the Chinuch says. Shein Chayav and Alachilas Kodesh Yishlo Matirin Achi Yikruv Matirav. He's not Chayav Kares. He's not Chayav for Achilas Kodesh that has something that matters it until the Matirim are performed. Klomar, in other words, Ha'imurin, the Emurin. The Menchas Chinuch says this must be a mistake here. It must not mean Emurin. The Menchas Chinuch in Oz Dalet says this must be cross out Emurin and write Zrikas Hadam. Because Zrikas Hadam is what is Matir the Basar to be eaten. Haktaras Emurin is Amaakev. Right? It's, you should do it, but it's Amaakev. So the Menchas Chinuch assumes that that word Emurin is a mistake. But either way, the Yesod is true. And that is until a carbon is able to be eaten by a Torah person, a person whose tummy who eats it is not going to be Chayev. And that's what he says in the following Chazal that he quotes from Mi'ilah. Next paragraph. V'no heges b'mizman abayis b'zachar menakevis. This mitzvah applies during the Beis HaMikdash, right? Because we're talking about eating karbanos when you're tamei, males and females. V'over aleha. V'yachol kazayis basar kodesh tahar. If somebody violates and eats a karban, that's tahar. O basar kodesh tamei. Or b'zachar kodesh tamei, right? This is the exact contrast that we said from the Meshachachma before. If somebody eats truma tamei when they are tamei, they don't go to full-fledged aveira. But if somebody eats a carbon that's tamei, even while they're tamei, but utenu tamei tuma daraisa b'meizid, while they were tamei daraisa and they did it b'meizid, kodem shiitpo, before they go to the mikvah, chayiv kares. That's the chayiv kares. A tamei who eats a carbon, no matter what the state of the carbon is. B'shogeg, maybe carbon olav yored kamash kasavna lamala. If somebody does this avir b'shogeg, it's carbon olav yored. If you remember the mitzvah that we discussed in mitzvah kuf chav gimel, mitzvah in parshas vayikra, where we discussed the carbon olav yored, which is unique. It's not a regular chata, it's not a regular asham. There are only three averis that my carbon depends on the sliding scale, depending on my financial status. Olav Yorid, what are the three Averis? Tumas Mikdash, meaning going into the base of Mikdash, or eating a carbon betuma. If either of those are done bishogeg, one brings a carbon Olav Yorid. The other two Averis were Shvuas Bitui. If someone makes a Shvua to do something, not to do something, he did something, he didn't do something, that's also Shvuas Bitui. And Shvuas Eidus, if he denies knowing testimony on behalf of somebody and he swears about it, then he's found to be lying. So that one is even b'mezid. Shvuas Eidus is even b'mezid. You bring an Olav Yorid. But the other two are b'shogeg. So that's what the Chinuch says here. If somebody did a b'shogeg, they bring an Olav Yorid. Unlike most krisos. Most krisos, if you do it b'mezid, you're chayiv kares. If you do it b'shogeg, you're chayiv a chatas. But here, a special din that you're chayiv an Olav Yorid. The Menachas Chinuch points out in Os Aleph, because this is true, if you did this aveira b'safek, what if you're not sure? If I'm not sure if I ate a carbon betumah or not, do I bring an ashram talui? The answer is no. You only bring an ashram talui if you had done the aveira for sure. You bring a chatas. So if you bring it, did it besafik, you bring an ashram talui. But if I did it bevadai, I bring an olav yored. So that's no special din of chatas. That's on the last line of the previous page. Ve'no chayv ashram talui al lo hoda. Good. Continuing. V'yam achal, very important paragraph now. V'yam achal achar shetaval kodem she'arev shimsho. What happens if I ate a karban while I was a tful yom? I went to the mikvah and I'm waiting now for sunset. What happens in that case? What was the regular case of the iser? If I'm fully tameh, what if I'm a tful yom? I went to the mikvah, I'm waiting and then I eat. Oh, kodem she'arev kaparoso. Or before I brought my karban. One is not chayev kares in this case for a tful yom eating a karban while the because why? Because this drasha shnei binyan kares zeh v'tumaso alav and Chazal say achetihe kol tumaso alav. A tful yom is not completely tamei. This is a major discussion in Lamdus. How do we look at a tful yom? Tful yom is somebody who was tamei either for a day or for 7 days. Now he went to the mikveh and he's waiting for nighttime. So what's his status now? He's in limbo. Does he still have remnants of the tumah on him and that's why he's waiting? Or is he fully tahar with a t'nai that has to be fulfilled? Either way, the chinuch regarding this halacha says he's in the middle. He violates the aveira, but he's not chayiv kares. In the beautiful lashon of achate kol tumaso alav, his entire tum is not on him. It sounds like a tful yom is like, it's a little bit. Some of the tumah left, but not all of it. There's a language of the Tosfos Arash in Sota, and Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, where the Tosfos Arash seems to say, he's fully tar from his previous tumah, and it's a new thing now. The tful yom, the tumah kala shebo, It's a light tumah shetar b'chulin ba'asalo memela below maga. It becomes memela. Meaning until yom, really, according to that formulation, he's fully tahar. But now there's a special din. Pashtus, you know, you might have said the other way, that he still has some lingering elements of tumah. But this is the in-between set, the homosechta, tful yom, but this is a fascinating discussion relating to the status of a tful yom. One should be aware there is a major, I wouldn't call it a contradiction, but a distinction that the Rambam makes that all the Achronim try to figure out. The Menachas Chanuch quotes this distinction in Oz Beis. On the one hand, meaning the stira is between a tful yom eating a karban, a tful yom going into the a tful yom tameh, meaning he's semi tameh, eating a karban, and a tful yom going into the Beis HaMikdash. On the one hand, the Rambam says in Hilchas Bias Mikdash in Gimel Yudalid, Kol Shodavar, Kol Haton Bias Mayim Min HaTorah Chayev Kares Al Bias Mikdash V'Yafilu Acher Shetaval Acha Yarev Shimsho. The Rambam says beferish that a tful yom that goes into the Mikdash is Chayev Kares, full avera. Bias Mikdash for Yom Eschayev Kares. For Achilas Kachim, the Chinuch got it from the Rambam. Later on, Psuli Mikdashim Yudches Yudalid, V'ha'ochel Kodesh Acher Shetaval, Kodem Shiarev Shimsho, O Kodem Shiavi Kaparaso, Loke. Ve'eno Chayev Kares, Shnemar V'tamasu Olav, V'yashetei Kol Tamasu Olav. The Raven in both places argues, the Raven says, what are you talking about? Shvi Chayev Kares for both. A Tful Yom is not Tar yet, and therefore, a Tful Yom, just like the Rambam says, he's Chayev Kares for going into the Mikdash, so too, Shvi Chayev Kares for Achilas Kachim. The problem is the Rambam distinguishes. You got to figure out the lumdus why. For its full yom, the Rambam says it is a full avera to go into the Mikdash. Any little bit of tumah is a problem to go into the Mikdash. While it comes to Achilas Kachim, our mitzvah, the Rambam says, like the Chinuch quotes, no, it's only a partial avera. You get Malkus, but you don't get Karis. That is an important distinction that the Rambam makes. And all the Yenosei Kalim try to pick up on it, and the Achronim try to pick it up on it, the Ar Sameach, but that's an important Ha'ara to be aware of. One final Ha'ara, and that is, if you look in Os Hey of the Menachas Chinuch notes, what about a carbon of a goy? We know non-Jews are allowed to bring carbonis, give olos, so there is a machlokas tanoim related to whether all the halachas of pigel nos of a tameh apply to kashi goyim. He says, he quotes that the Rambam says that kashi goyim are not chai mishum tumah. Meaning, if somebody who is tameh eats a carbon of a guy, so then they are not chayiv, and the Kesef Mishnah wonders why paskin like Reb Shimon and not Reb Yossi, who we generally would paskin like. Okay, and we spoke about the idea of non-Jews only allowed to bring olos, but not for now. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue with the next mitzvah next time. That is the mitzvah of carbon yoledes.